From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A female employee at a maximum security prison in upstate New York has now been arrested on charges she helped two convicted killers escape from the facility. Authorities confirming that prison tailor shop worker Joyce Mitchell will be arraigned on charges of first-degree promoting of prison contraband and fourth-degree criminal facilitation, both felony counts. Clinton County District Attorney said earlier the contraband did not include the power tools the men apparently used to escape. Meanwhile, up to 800 law enforcement officials are searching for the men. Major Charles Guest was with the New York State Police and had a message for the escapees.
We're working seamlessly around the clock with several agencies in our hunt. We have a message for David Sweat and Richard Matt. We're coming for you, and we will not stop until you are caught.
Two inmates were able to make their way out of the Clinton Correctional Facility sometime in the early hours of last Saturday. President Obama's effort to finalize a big Asia-Pacific trade deal hit a speed bump in the House today, but as NPR Scott Horsley explains, the president is not giving up.
House Democrats bucked the president in voting to deny Obama fast-track negotiating authority, even though they had to torpedo a worker assistance bill in order to do it. House Republicans, who generally support the trade package, hope to try again next week with another vote on the assistance bill, known as TAA. White House spokesman Josh Earnest notes the Senate also needed a couple of tries before it managed to pass the trade package.
There is still a procedural snafu to work through, but we're going to use the same strategy to pass TAA through the House, too.
The White House says without fast-track authority, it will be unable to complete the 12-nation trade deal, a linchpin of the president's effort to boost America's profile in the Pacific. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A Rhode Island man has been arrested and charged with plotting to kill Americans in the name of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The man appeared in federal court in Boston today, 10 days after his alleged co-conspirator was shot to death by an FBI agent and a police officer. From our station WBUR, David Boheri has more.
24-year-old Nicholas Ravinsky appeared at a brief hearing where a federal prosecutor called him a significant threat to public safety. According to an FBI affidavit, Ravinsky met on a beach near his home in Warwick, Rhode Island, with Usama Abdullah Rahim of Boston to plan the killing of Americans, including a woman they intended to behead. Later, Rahim allegedly decided to kill police officers instead and was shot to death. According to the affidavit, Nicholas Ravinsky told FBI agents he converted to Islam 2 years ago and was willing to do whatever was needed to help Rahim and ISIS establish the caliphate. For NPR News, I'm David Boeri in Boston.
U.S. stocks fell broadly to end the week following a downturn on European markets. The Dow was down 140 points to 17,898. The Nasdaq closed down 31 points. The S&P 500 dropped 14 points. This is NPR. U.S. safety regulators say they have now confirmed a faulty airbag made by Japanese Takata Company was involved in the death of a Louisiana woman in April. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying that makes Kailan Langlinus the seventh fatality linked to problems with the airbag's inflators. The devices can't explode with too much force, spewing metal shards through vehicle passenger compartments. Bowing to government pressure, Takata last month expanded a recall to nearly 34 million vehicles. Researchers into suicide among veterans have a new method to predict who is at highest risk. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the algorithm uses data from medical records.
Suicide among veterans and troops has been called an epidemic by military leaders, but it's not so obvious who is at highest risk. For example, rates of suicide are just as high among war veterans and those who have never deployed overseas. Now, by crunching data from medical and other personnel records, scientists at Veterans Affairs and the National Institutes of Health say they can predict a small group at high risk, people who were not flagged by their doctors. They hope to use the new method to reach out to veterans who hadn't previously been on the radar. VA published data earlier this month suggesting that vets in VA treatment are less likely to take their own lives. That's despite the fact that vets who go to the VA are usually going because they're sick or injured. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
When it comes to covering a mile on a harness racing track, no horse has ever had a faster time than Cam Best. Not only earned the horse a place in harness racing history, but also as a champion sire for a generation of top standard breds in Kentucky. Cam Best died this week at the Lexington farm where he retired. The black horse sired offspring worth roughly $134.5 million. This is NPR.